You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes on the other side of the table. And Ben on the other side of the glass, our terrific producer. Great show coming up for you today. We'll talk about the latest as far as college basketball is concerned. Good news for the University of Iowa men's basketball team. As we will talk about deadline day, as far as staying in the NBA draft or not staying in the NBA draft. We will talk about that. Then we will get into Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up here in just a few minutes. Yeah, just a little bit to talk about as far as the golf world is concerned. And yeah, we got a big event coming up this weekend with the Memorial, but I don't think that's what people are talking about today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. And as usual on Caddy Smack, if you have a question for our resident pro, Brian Haas, go ahead and text that to us or go ahead and just give us a call. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Gym Class is presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every weekday right here on KGYM during the 3 o'clock hour. You learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out at their website at dupaco.com. And we'll get to golf talk coming up here in just a couple of moments. But we welcome you in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. And Mark, good news for Fran McCaffrey and his staff, and I think they will take it today. Is about, what was it, an hour and a half ago or so, just after you tweeted out, please make your decision before 3 o'clock. Maybe Chris and Kenyon were listening or watching. I don't know. But thank you anyway. Chris Murray coming back to the University of Iowa for his junior season. And he will be one of the leaders as far as Iowa men's basketball is concerned. He has pulled his name out of the 2022 NBA draft. And as I mentioned, he will hone his skills hopefully next year. That's what Fran McCaffrey and everyone is keeping their fingers crossed about. And he will be back as one of the top scoring prospects for this Iowa basketball team. Not a big surprise, but until Chris and the Murray family came out with it, there was always speculation, right?
Yeah, there was. Good afternoon to you guys and everyone out there. And I don't think anybody's entirely surprised about Chris Murray's decision, although Kenyon Murray kind of cast some doubt in my mind anyway on his Twitter feed. Folks tweeting today about Jeff Goodman saying that he has... This is earlier today. Had Chris Murray staying in school. And Kenyon quickly tweeted, well, Jeff never talked to us, which cast a bit of a doubt. But by and large, Chris Murray returning to Iowa is, number one, not a great surprise, but... number two, great news for the Iowa basketball program. I think this is going to be a pretty competitive team.
I'm with you. We'll talk about that in a moment. Here's what Chris put out as far as his Twitter, and I will read it verbatim right here. It is not very long. These past 2 months have been a tremendous learning process for me by going through the NBA draft process. I believe that I will help. It will help me in the long run and this coming season at Iowa. I could not be more excited to announce that I will be returning to Iowa City next season, and I cannot wait to get back to work with my teammates and coaches to play for the best fan base in the world. Go Hawks. That is from Chris Murray and his personal Twitter account. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts about what this means? Are you excited now for Iowa basketball? whatever's on your mind today. 319-366-1600.
The more I think about it, this is a great thing that the players in college are afforded.
Absolutely.
Go through the NBA draft process, get evaluated, talk to various executives, maybe coaches, scrimmage if you so choose and are selected. And I just think it's a wonderful resource, and Chris Murray expressed that. You know, to gather that information and make a good decision for yourself. As we found out today, not everybody is coming back to school, Scott.
No, but you know what? I'm with you because it is not a perfect system. Let's just come out and say that. It is not a perfect system. But it is a much better system than what we have had, you know, 10 to 20 in beyond, even going back to, well, back when it was a rarity that somebody left school to go to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You had, like we talked about yesterday, upwards of 80 players and, you know, 68 of them were not going to be selected in the draft, and they just fell off, you know, the basketball planet.
Did you go back to Ricky Davis? Was he the first one to leave?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so, as far as the Hawks are concerned, but this process allows you to get evaluated. If you're not ready, they will tell you if you're not ready. And they will say, go back to school and work on this, work on that, whatever. Will Richardson coming back as far as Oregon is concerned. Gonzaga is on Drew Timmy watch right now, according to John Rothstein, because they did get Strother back today. He is coming back. Gonzaga has a chance to be really, really good. I mean, they're always good. But they have a chance to be, like, number one in the country. Good. Really, the big name today that's staying in it is Musa Diabate. He is staying in the draft for Michigan. And no word yet from Caleb Houston if he is going to be coming back to the University of Michigan. My gut says Houston is coming back. We will see. You know, Donald Carey of Maryland is going to be coming back. DeAndre Williams of Memphis is coming back. Miami Hurricanes are going to be top five in the country next year going into the season. They are kind of the 2022-2023 UCLA of last year because they made such a run in the tournament, and they've got a couple of big-time transfers, as we know, coming in. Some very well-paid transfers coming in. Plus, they got some guys coming back. Going to be a really, really, really good team next year. But like I said, it's a better situation than what we've had in the past. And you take a look at Iowa now, Mark, with the Hawkeyes. And I'm with you. I said going into last year, I think people were selling this team short after Joe Wieskamp and Luka Garza left. It was an NCAA team, ended up that way. I think it has a chance to be an NCAA team as well again this year. Keep in mind, though, and we've said this, I've said this many, many times, Chris Murray is not Keegan Murray. They are two different individuals. They are two different players. Their styles are different. Chris is more of a shooter. He can slash to the basket. You and I both saw a tweet earlier today, oh, he's going to play five next year for Iowa.
Nah.
And Kenyon laughed at that on Twitter. He's not a back-to-the-basket guy like Keegan could do. He's a different player out there. But you've got Chris Murray, who can light it up on the outside. I think Peyton Sanford can light it up as well out there. Point guard, I think, is going to be okay with that group right there, with Tony Perkins and Aaron Ulis, even though Joe Toussaint is not there. And we'll see how Iowa does. I think a big part of this team is going to be the development of Ogundele. And if Rabracha can keep improving when he does have to play that five position.
Yeah, I agree. I think Sanford is going to be a big component on this year's team. Patrick McCaffrey, I think he will continue to develop. The performance of Rabracha and Ogundele in the middle is going to be key. I thought Rabracha had a pretty good year last year. But the fact that Fran McCaffrey didn't land anybody out of the portal at the five position, I think, accentuates the importance of those two guys coming through and playing well. So, yeah, I think it's we don't know about the freshman coming in either. You and I talked earlier about Josh Dix out of Western Iowa, an excellent player, but coming off a big time injury.
And with Chris coming back, I think it's going to be help him out. I don't think they need to push him. If Chris didn't come back, then Justin Dix coming in, he needed to play next year right away and needed to play effectively. I think they can take a little bit more time now. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class. We'll get to golf talk coming up here in just a moment. All the basketball news not officially out of Iowa City, also out of Ames today. Iowa State announcing that head coach T.J. Otzelberger with a contract extension, which will take him through the 2026-2027 season as far as Iowa State basketball is concerned. So I think a very well-deserved contract extension. But as we've talked about before, contracts don't mean a whole lot in the world. And we'll find that out in the end. Well, no contracts in the PGA Tour, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
And there's a boost in his salary as well from $700,000 to $1.2 million a year, kind of in Brian Haas' territory. But not surprising after the year last year that Iowa State had.
Yeah. 316 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. We're going to get to golf talk coming up here in just a couple of moments as Brian has joined us here. Jeff Goodman, who is, of course, covers things, basketball at Stadium. Here is what is left on the board as far as big timers, and this includes A.J. Green, Mark. We have not heard from the A.J. Green camp.
That's correct.
Today. He is still out there. Drew Timmy of Gonzaga, Jalen Wilson of Kansas, Trevor Keels of Duke, David Roddy of Colorado State, Marcus Sasser of Houston, Kevin McCullough of Kansas, Caleb Houston, we mentioned, A.J. Green, Jules Bernard of UCLA, Pete Nance, who's in the transfer portal, Max Abrams, and Richmond's Tyler Burton. Those are the big names that are still out there right now that are waiting until the last moment to see if they're going to come back or if they are going to stay in the draft.
I think we're going to find out A.J. Green is going to forego the draft and choose between Duke and Iowa State.
That is what you heard or what you
think? That's what I think.
That's what you think. Okay. That's what you think. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. So, but we're waiting, though. We're waiting. We're in a waiting pattern, if you will. All right, Mark, I'm going to throw it to you for an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update a little early today, but we have Caddy Smack, and we got a lot to talk about in the world of golf coming up. We'll get to that in a moment. This Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update is brought to you by Eagles Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's, open at 4.
Some action in Major League Baseball this afternoon. Three finals that are in. The Guardians have defeated the Royals 4-0. The New York Mets shutting out Washington 5-0. And St. Louis has defeated San Diego 5-2. In the middle of the fourth, Miami leading Colorado 5-0. Third inning, scoreless, Houston and Oakland. Atlanta has taken early lead on Arizona 2-0. The match is coming up tonight on TNT. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers taking on Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen in an all-quarterback made-for-TV event. Not sure how many birdies you're going to see tonight, but probably some very good bantering at least. Iowa has announced its latest Athletic Hall of Fame class. It is headlined by Dallas Clark, terrific football player. It also includes Amy Fowler, field hockey, Dan Holm, wrestling, Kerry Knauf, softball, Keith Noreen in baseball, what a wonderful player he was, and Nancelia Underwood, women's swimming and diving. Lastly, as we segue into Caddy Smack, it also includes George Roddy, George is the first black Hawkeye golfer and the first black athlete inducted to the Indiana Golf Hall of Fame. He's a two-time All-University of Iowa champion in 1929 and 30, and he once set the course record at Finkbine at 72. I think that's
been bested a couple
considerably
times.
Considerably lower now, yeah. Was not aware of George Roddy, but it's a good story.
It is. Very much so a good story. 319-366-1600. We'll take a break. Come back. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Brian will step on in here. We will talk golf. Take your questions for Brian if you have a question about your game at 319-366-1600. And, yeah, a little bit of golf things to talk about besides the match coming up tonight. We'll get to it after this. You're listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have more clouds as we head into this afternoon and evening. We'll have the chance for a few light rain showers around, mainly after 6 p.m. Rain will wind down around midnight, then clouds will clear. Temperatures drop down to a low around 50. Tomorrow we'll have more sunshine, and temperatures are going to be in the low 70s. We'll have nice low humidity, comfortable conditions for Thursday and Friday, and we'll have plenty of sunshine Friday with temperatures in the mid-70s. That's your latest Iowa News Now weather first forecast.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel.
Yodel-a-hoo.
But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more from the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying, Vivid Seats. Buy 10 tickets, the 11th is on us. That's like 10% back every time you buy. And with 100% buyer guarantee and over 100 million tickets sold, that's something to sing, laugh, cheer, scream, buy about. Head to VividSeats.com for terms and conditions. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstart batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back on the Gym Class. It is time for Caddy Smack on the Gym Class as we talk golf with you every other Wednesday throughout the spring and summer here on KGYM as we take your questions, phone calls, texts, 319-366-1600. You have a little glitch in your swing in your golf game and want to let us know that through phone or text at 319-366-1600. Brian will help you with the malady, if you will. And Brian Haas, our resident pro, joins us here. And lakehousegolf.com, right?
That is it.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Good to see you.
Good to see you. What a beautiful day today.
You rode the bike today.
I did. Yeah, I couldn't pass up the beautiful day, and I thought I'm gonna ride the bike today.
Not a bad thing to do. Not a bad thing to do today. A little bit of happenings in the world of golf.
A lot of happenings.
Well, we will get a few things we will get to. Principal Charity Classic coming up this week in Des Moines at Wakanda. And we'll talk about that and talk about Brian's adventure with that.
Yeah.
And with trying to make that field. U.S. Women's Open at Pine Needles this week. The Memorial. This is a huge golf week. The Memorial going off at Muirfield Village this weekend. And then next week, oh, by the way, the first LIV tournament coming down the line. The new tour funded by the Sheikhs of Saudi Arabia, ran by Greg Norman. And we probably should start there, guys, because the long-awaited list came out last night on who will be teeing it up. It's going to be 48 there. We know 42 of the names right now. Five more names will be filled from the Asian tour. And then there's one wild card out there, and you don't need to be a real genius to figure out who they're saving that for, if they are going to play, if they are going to get the go-ahead. But a few big names out there, a lot of guys that people haven't heard of before or rarely have heard of, former major champions. But then the bombshell was dropped last night as Dustin Johnson, former world number one, multi-time major winner, made the announcement that he is going to be playing on that tour in all the tournaments. And we know from the PGA Tour and what their offices have said that if you play in these tournaments, you are not necessarily welcome back to the PGA Tour. We may have seen the last of Dustin Johnson, except for the majors, and we'll get to that in a little bit. Were you guys stunned by that?
I'm not stunned by it, mainly because he did put in the proper paperwork and asked to play in this event. So I'm not stunned by it.
Well, the thing about it is, this is multi-layered. And if the PGA Tour, I don't know that they gave their blessing.
Yeah.
But since then, RBC has dropped Johnson and Graham McDowell from their sponsorship. They've lost sponsors already.
Because the opposite tournament on the PGA Tour that week is the RBC Canadian mm-hmm. Open.
Yeah.
So no, if Dustin's not going to be there, we're dropping you as our main spokesman, one of the main spokesmen as far as RBC is concerned.
I don't know why these players, and Kevin Na is among them, Taylor Gooch, up-and-coming player. I mean, they're giving up the golden goose. Millions to be made on the PGA Tour, obviously millions to be made on this LIV Tour, but it's a matter of loyalty, I think. Now, especially with Phil Mickelson, who's not in this field that I know of.
Yet.
And what leg does the PGA Tour have to stand on by saying that you go ahead and play, but you're not welcome back on our tour? I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that.
Kyle Porter covers golf, the PGA Tour for CBS Sports. Came out with a tweet just moments ago. Taylor Gooch is going to make in 15 months more money than Tiger Woods has made in his career.
Whoa.
That's just what Kyle Porter just put out. With appearance money.
We don't know what kind of money they're handing out yet.
No.
That's going to be the interesting part. And maybe losing RBC, you know, for Dustin Johnson is a small drop in the bucket compared to what they're paying for him to show up.
Yeah, I get the money part. At what price? I mean, they threw apparently $100 million with Jack Nicklaus to run this thing before Norman took over. And Jack said, no, I mean, I helped start the PGA. It's been good to me. No amount of money could attract me.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. What do you think? Your thoughts. Of course, I can't find that tweet now, but it was Kyle Porter, I know, that put it out. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in as far as the LIV Tour is concerned. This guy, Dustin Johnson, said he has been talking about this with his family for 2 years. Since this was first bantered about and first talked about. DJ is, what, 36, 37 right now?
Right.
Something like that. Has won a couple of majors, had chances to win more majors. That did not come through. He's saying he's doing it for his family. He's doing it as far as financial security for the future is concerned.
Come on.
Let me Google Dustin
Johnson's net worth on the internet.
Yeah, true. Now, keep in mind,
how much money do you need?
He is married into
the Gretzky family.
Well, Paulina is part of the deal for him to go over there. No, I'm kidding.
A model, and with money of the Gretzky family.
You know he and Wayne Gretzky had to have sat down and talked about it.
Yeah.
Many, many times. And I think they sat at the kitchen table and decided, you know what, why not? Why wouldn't you take that money?
At this point, and he's also saying at this point of my career, and others have said this as well, okay, you're going to make more money as far as these 12 events, and then you throw in, and we don't know yet how the majors are going to be influenced by this. The Masters has not come out and said, okay, if you play on the LIV Tour, you're not going to be invited. It's always been that the Masters, you win, you're back as long as you want to play.
And it's a worldly event. Mm-hmm. So they're bringing in players that we don't normally see from the world, from different parts of different countries. And so they're truly a worldly event at the Masters.
How long will it last, though? Nobody knows.
This tour?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. And you're kind of making your bed as far as this is concerned, if you're Dustin Johnson and others. But same thing with the USGA. They, of course, run the U.S. Open. They have not really come out and said, okay, if you play in the LIV Tour, you're not going to be allowed. There's speculation that they may have them go through all the qualifying processes, which I think would just be wonderful.
Yes.
Because to see Dustin Johnson, teeing it up with, Joe Smith.
Like Ricky Fowler.
Yeah. Next door, which would be interesting. The Open Championship run by the RNA, they have not officially come out with anything. The one major I would probably say they are in trouble with would be the PGA.
And maybe not. It's owned by the PGA of America, not the PGA Tour. Yeah.
Correct.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. 319-366-1600.
Dustin Johnson's net worth estimated at $50 million.
Well, it just went up.
He earns $11 million a year on endorsements, or did. RBC, one of his sponsors, and in addition to Adidas, Body Armor, NetJets, Perfect Practice, and TaylorMade, as of right now.
TaylorMade's probably not going away.
I agree.
Yeah, because those are his clubs. He's going to play the same clubs in Saudi Arabia. This first event is going to be in London, outside of London, next week. Few thoughts on the text line here. Andy says, agrees with you, Mark, PGA Tour will be here in 10 years and beyond. There's a good chance the Saudi Tour will not be. 3135, and here's your answer as far as Taylor Gooch. I don't think he's going to get DJ money, but saw that the LIV Tour will pay Dustin Johnson $125 million. That is appearance fee on top of what he's going to make
That doubles his net worth.
Again, how much money do you need? How much money do you need, Byrne?
Dang, that's hard to pass up. I got to say, it's hard to pass up.
80-77, that's as bad as Latrell Sprewell being insulted by his contract.
Right.
Back in the day. I would agree about that. This is a head-scratcher to me. Now, Sergio Garcia is one that is not happy with the PGA Tour. You could see that coming. He's going to go play. Ian Poulter's not happy with the PGA Tour. He's going to go over and play. But you mentioned the three young players. Taylor Gooch just won a tournament. Very bright future. Also, Kevin Na, who I think is a terrific player.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That one surprised me as well. The other PGA Tour player is Hudson Swafford. He is also signed up to play as far as this tournament is concerned. And who knows? Maybe there's a 12th hour kumbaya. Everything comes together and maybe they get a pass. And maybe they are allowed back as far as the PGA Tour. Saw this last night and somebody tweeted out the fact that, okay, DJ, you made all that money from the FedEx Cup a couple of years ago, and now you're turning your back on the PGA Tour, the same cash cow that gave you all of that. Now, granted, this is going to be a different, you know, different cow that's going to be paying, but still, it's, you know, thank you for nothing, and here I go to Saudi Arabia or wherever to play.
Well, as we talked about earlier before the show, there is no given money on the PGA Tour. You go and you play for your dollars week in and week out. You can go weeks at a time without making a penny and have a lot of expenses, you know, getting to these events and playing in these events. It sounds like they're going to pay their expenses and then some.
Yeah, according to a story I'm just looking at from the New York Post, Dustin Johnson reportedly is going to be paid $125 million to join LIV.
He's not guaranteed a penny on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, you make a great point.
Play to make your money.
Yep.
Play well.
And that is the counter, you know, the counter situation as far as people saying, why are you going, DJ? You're turning your back on this tour. If he gets to play this, if he gets to play three of the four majors, maybe it's worth it. I don't know.
We'll see. Kind of sounds amazing.
And DJ has never been... There are a lot of guys out there that'll play their round, go out, and then go to the range for two, three more hours. He's never been one of those guys.
Right.
He will practice. I'm not saying he doesn't practice and hone his craft, but he's not been one that is out in the range like a Vijay Singh in the day. And
he doesn't beat balls.
No, he does not. He does not. And, you know, maybe he's still a little angry at the tour about a suspension. Announced suspension a few years ago.
I don't think he's a fan favorite either. In my mind, I can think of a lot of players on tour that are fans follow a lot more than DJ. I don't know.
Right. And I don't think the manufacturers are going to be a big deal either, because as I look at the list, Peter Uihlein's on there, and you know his father is CEO of Acushnet Titleist.
Right. Yeah. 319-366-1600. If you have a question for Brian, by the way, if we get back to on-the-course golf... I'd love to have you go ahead and text that to us at 319-366-1600. I think a lot of people are playing today.
Yeah,
it's
I don't blame
day.
Them. It is gorgeous out there.
A beautiful day out there today. And we'll get to Mike on the phone, I think, coming up. Nope, we will not. Thought we had one there, but we'll get back to phone calls coming up in just a little bit.
I noticed earlier, Brian, that I didn't get a chance to look into it too far, but... you have an event coming up at Saddleback soon. Is that right?
Oh, the I'm going to do a little 30 for 30. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to have a fun little 30 for 30 on Sundays. So we're going to have a Sunday fun day. And I'm going to be out on the practice range from 9 o'clock in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. And you can come out and get 30 minutes of my time on the practice range and for $30, you know, so pretty reasonable. But I will have the TrackMan and the V1 video out there. Everything will be out there, and we can break down your biggest issue, you know, on the practice range in that 30 minutes and get you started on your way. It's a great way to get started. Find that the worst thing that's happening to you in your golf swing, and let's get rid of it.
You want people to sign up ahead of time?
Or? Yep, sign up ahead of time, and you can go on to my Facebook at Brian Howes Golf or Lake Howes Sports, or you can go to the website at brianhowesgolf.com or lakehowesports.com. I have them all linked together, and you can sign up that way.
So nice event.
Individual time, one-on-one, and 30 minutes, and we'll start working on the roughest part, you know, that's giving you all your issues on the golf course.
Very nice. Very nice. So we'll look into that, everybody. Do have a question before we get to a break here, 8593, Brian. What are some good course management suggestions?
I like that. So course management obviously is depicted by the course you're playing. So I always like to look at a golf course and say, let's play it the way it was designed. And a lot of times we'll take in and look at golf courses and look at little corners and areas that we try to cut off and positions on the course that maybe we shouldn't be looking at. And I always, for lack of a better term, bet or challenge my players to go out and, you know, whatever level you're at, and play a round of bogey golf or play a round of par golf and par every hole or bogey every hole, and keep the ball in front of you. So I like to look at the golf course, look out at that first tee box, look down the fairway, find the fattest part, put the ball in play. And the old cliche of one shot at a time, and just plot your way around the golf course that way one time. It's hard to do, and even for nine holes, that's 2 hours of focus and trying to stay, keep your head into what you're trying to do, but put a ball out, you know, and if the first hole's a little dogleg to the right, get it out to that left side a little bit and play out to the fat part of the fairway, and then try to put every ball in the middle of the green. When Tiger played his best golf ever, somebody went back and they plotted all the shots that he hit into the green, and he played away from the majority of all the pins. And that's a great way to look at golf. Look at the middle of green and let your putter do the work.
Well, Scott's got a tournament coming up this weekend. Should he be thinking about course management now?
Yes. I mean,
definitely.
He knows this course very well.
And that's actually the biggest detriment, knowing the course really well, because you know, if I hit this shot, you know, I can really do something here.
Or conversely.
Right, exactly. And, you know, even in my own experiences, I can see that in courses that I play, at least on a semi-regular basis. And I have to tell myself, all right, we're hitting it over here. You know, can I hit that shot? Yeah, if I threw five balls down, maybe one of them might make it. and I don't allow myself to go there. And thus, I never have any terrible rounds. You know, you can see that in my qualifying round for the principal. It's not a terrible round. It wasn't a great round. I just didn't do anything, you know, in particular with it. But I didn't make anything worse than a bogey.
Mm-hmm. How can course management improve your score?
Oh, by a lot, because you're gonna unload all those extra shots from hitting into penalty areas to three putts, you know, because you're trying to or short game misses.
Hit a hybrid instead of a driver.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's just keeping the ball in front of you and in play, and always making that the better choice as opposed to that I think I can get it through that hole thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where you get in a little sticky wicket.
Yes. Yep.
3:42. We're going to take a break. Come back. We'll answer more of your questions. Brian will at 319-366-1600. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Plenty more golf to talk about. A couple things wanted to get to here before we get to a break here. Local ties as far as scores are concerned. Girls State Tennis going on today. They just completed the 1A championship mark, and Waterloo Columbus beats Xavier 5-4, and what was described as a terrific championship match.
I believe it.
So 5-4 win for Columbus, so the Sailors are the 1A girls team champions. And at the boys state soccer tournament at half, it is Marion and Gilbert, 0-0. That's soccer verbiage, Mark.
On the pitch,
over in Des Moines. They are 0-0 at halftime. I don't know if halftime is the right verbiage, but you get the point. You get the point. We'll take a quick break, come back, have more Caddy Smack in the Gym Class after this on KGYM.
Did you know that motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any other motor vehicle on the roadway? Safe riding practices and cooperation from all road users will help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on our nation's highways. Because motorcycles are smaller than most vehicles, they can be difficult to see. Their size can also cause other drivers to misjudge their speed and distance. All motorists are reminded to safely share the road and to be extra alert. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Save big on your next project with 11% off everything at Menards. Get unbeatable quality and satisfaction guaranteed with Cabot Premium Exterior Wood Stains and Finishes. Bring out the natural beauty for all of your wood projects. Right now, get 11% off all Cabot Premium Wood Care products at Menards. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through June 5th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Back on the gym class, Caddy Smack on the gym class, 3:44 here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Brian Haas, our professional here on Caddy Smack on the gym class, joining us again today. 319-366-1600 if you have a question about your game for Brian. 319-366-1600, text line or the phone line out there. Brian, you said let us know before the break that you had a great experience. You got into the qualifier for this week's Principal Charity Classic that's held at Wakanda in Des Moines, and you tried to qualify for it.
Yeah, I didn't play too bad, and made it through that first qualifier last year, so that gave me the confidence to go back. I was nursing a little bit of a back issue heading into it, so I only had one round before I played that round. But I can't complain. I actually hit it pretty well, and then just made a few bogeys. You know, nothing, no bad holes or anything like that, just a couple of bogeys in there, and I think it was one under that made it through, so it wasn't even some crazy number. You didn't have to go shoot six under to get through the qualifier, so I wasn't too many shots away.
I'd term it respectable. T17, I believe, and
yep.
Out of, what, 50 or 60 players?
Yeah. Yep.
Not bad. Not bad. And, you know, what is it? Is it just like a – I mean, it can't be like a regular tournament, just – striding up to the first tee and away you go. I mean, it's there's a lot of guys from around the country. You probably saw some foreign players there as well, didn't you?
Yeah, there's not many people from Iowa. I'm one of the rare Iowa license plates in the parking lot for sure. I think the two guys I played with were Missouri and Tennessee, and they're chasing it. They're going to every Monday qualifier, so that's their job at this point. And I think we were within a shot of each other. I think they beat me by one, and so none of us in our group had made it, although those two were on a roll for a little while and then kind of fell back in. They had a couple bad holes.
It's a tough way to make a living.
It is a tough way to make a living. Yeah, I'm going to have fun and enjoy myself and hope to sneak in. And I do want to play well. I was nursing a back injury heading into it, but felt good that day and just didn't make a bunch of birdies.
Yeah, it's a two-prong process. This was kind of the pre-qualifier.
Yeah.
And then there's another qualifier that is actually on Monday.
Right.
That then you get some of the guys that have their PGA Champions Tour card that
right.
aren't in this tournament and trying to get in. I mean, there were guys, we went through the list. I mean, guys that you recognize, Carlos Franco.
I was practicing with Frank Licklider last year.
Yeah, Frank Licklider, another one. But just I mean, guys that have been successful in the PGA Tour in the past.
Yeah, definitely. They're there. And what's nice, though, too, for a player like me and getting out and playing a practice round with like a Frank Licklider and seeing how he hits the ball, I don't hit it any different than he does. It's just whether I put it in the right places or not. And so that gave me a really good feeling last year, especially getting through that first qualifier, that I have the confidence that I played just as well as they do. I just got to put it together on those days.
Last year you played with, if I remember right, Tong JD?
Yeah.
Who was in contentions for a
while. He was. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too bad anyway. 319-366-1600. You have a question for Brian as far as your game is concerned. And we're getting into the month of June now and getting the nice weather here. Beautiful day today. Low 70s and not a ton of wind. So
yeah, it was much better in my match play match I had. I had Dave Edwards. We had our Iowa PGA match play match at Thunder Hills. It was our neutral site that we chose. And we went out last Wednesday and played in the mist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and Dave got the worst part of my course management, because I managed the golf course really well that day, and I think I won 5-4.
Got to move on and advance.
Yes.
That's what it's all about right here. And we got the U.S. Women's Open coming up this week. A lot of storylines, chief among them. Annika Sorenstam is back, as she qualified by winning the U.S. Senior Women's Open last year. That's cool. Michelle Wee, probably her last appearance. She will periodically play, but as far as just being a regular on the tour, this is going to be it for her. Announcements coming out twofold. Number one, that the purse for the U.S. Women's Open is going to increase. They are trying to get it... I don't know if it'll ever be on a par with the men's United States Open, but it is going to certainly be
significantly better.
Yes, yeah. A much less of a gap. And also an announcement's coming down as far as future venues, and there's some terrific golf courses that they're going to go play. Pebble Beach next year will be the site of the U.S. Women's Open. They're going to play at Inverness. Erin Hills, there are going to be some tremendous golf courses that I don't think would have been in the rotation for the U.S. Women's Open in the past that are now going to be holding that tournament.
Yeah, that's exciting for them to, and for us to get to watch them play on significant golf courses like that. You know, to watch someone like Annika play golf on golf courses that have significance in history is going to be a lot of fun.
How often do you get new clubs?
My wedges go out about every 6 months, somewhere around there, and my irons go out every other year.
Mm.
And then
the reason I ask
the same way.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because golfers in my category that are like to play, are you know into the double digit handicaps probably. I don't know.
Yeah,
but can get it around every now and then. We've had the same clubs for a long period of time. Some guys out there, gals too, maybe, they get fitted. They have a nice set of clubs. But then they're constantly looking for the latest and greatest driver. Or they read an article about, you got to get these irons.
Right.
And they're constantly changing clubs when they don't need to.
There's a lot of truth to that. And, you know, being somebody that, you know, has a retail store and sells golf clubs, you know, I'm the first one to tell them you don't need any golf clubs. You know, if they want to buy golf clubs, good for them, I guess. But the reality is if you have anything from the last two generations, so we'll go 4 to 5 years, you have a pretty premium golf club in the sense of it's modern, it has technology, it's going to perform well as long as it fits you properly. Drivers, same thing. In the last 2 years or so, they've gotten a little bit better, a little bit faster, in the sense that you're able to swing them faster, so their aerodynamics are better. We've been at the fastest COR, the MOVA inertia, whatever you want to call it, the speed of the face of the club has been at its maximum for a while. But the developers have found ways so that you can swing the club faster, so the heads are just more aerodynamic. You can see that in, for instance, on the Titleist model, when I swing the three head, the TSI three head compared to the TSI two head, I will swing the three head faster. It's a little more aerodynamic. Doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to get any more ball speed. I got to find the middle of the face. And so the proper head is also kind of something that has to get picked out. But I do see that. The new TaylorMade came out. It looks cool. It looks like a Ferrari. I love it. I think it's beautiful. And other traditional players may not like it as much, but I think it's cool looking. But the reality is it's not any faster or slower than any of the others. So it's a good golf club. It just needs to be fit properly.
In terms of clubs, a few years ago, a friend of mine wanted to get rid of his irons. They're blades.
Yeah, he should get rid of them.
And I'll try them. I couldn't hit them.
Yeah.
Because is that because you have to hit it so pure?
Yeah, you're.
Or they still exist.
We'll call it the sweet spot, but the spot to hit those on where your best moment of inertia is pretty small, and typically on an older set of blades, it's more toward the heel than it is the center of the face, and the new stuff is built more like a car. There's a chassis, and then they put all the parts into the chassis, and they put them exactly where they need them to create this perfect grouping of physics for a ball that can be hit in a much larger area. So today's golf club is definitely technologically better, and will definitely allow you to play better and hit some better shots, especially the miss hits. So anything in the last 5-ish years, you're going to have a much better golf club.
It was embarrassing, Brian.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I quickly gave them back to him.
Right.
Let's bring in Jim from Kyoto joining us here on the program. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. Kind of a follow-up to that conversation. I'm 56. I hit a, Brian may not remember this, I don't know how old you are, but I hit a 9-degree Diablo.
Yep.
And I got an old Odyssey Blade putter.
Okay.
Is there any, and I love them both.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm about a 9-10 handicap. I just love the game, so.
Right.
Is there anything, if I needed to get something used, that would be comparable to that, or I just stick with my tried and true and stick with my 9 or 10 handicap and I'll hang up and listen?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, thanks, Jim. I'm almost your age. I'm 54 and on the backside of getting to 55 here. So your Diablo is going to be a little slower than the current drivers that are out there, but it's not a bad golf club. You will find speed in a newer head. So that would be a positive. The Diablo's a bigger, more spread out head. So something like a Titleist TSI 2, the new TaylorMade is great, the Stealth. I'm trying to think of all the different models, but you know, the larger, flatter heads, you know, where the weight is back and you'll see it on the bottom of the club. Your little weight is all the way in the back of that club on the bottom. And that helps with the twisting of the head. It keeps it more stable and is very forgiving, but the faces are going to be faster in a newer golf club. So you will gain some distance on a new club for sure. And then the second part of his question, guys, you'll have to help me with
Odyssey
that.
Putter.
Oh, Odyssey putter. So your Odyssey blade putter is really, it's perfectly fine. They're still making them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still great. And really the putter is about what type of stroke do you make? More of the mallet style or the face balances for somebody. It's a little closer to a straight back, straight through stroke. And if you have more of a curvy, arcy stroke, that blade putter is a better style for that type of player. So it's a fit is what it is. If you like it, I think it's great.
50. You're making them.
Yeah.
They're still making them. Yep. They're still being played on tour.
One of the 7 or 8 putters in my basement. No, just kidding. It's not one of my.
Well, they even went back and took that face, that white hot face that you probably have on there, and they put it back in play this year. It was asked for again on the tour, and it's back in play again.
Everything goes circular like that. And 5232 lets us know that he is still playing his Mizuno MP30s, but does plan on getting fitted and get new irons this summer.
Yeah, I had some 30s. I loved them. They were great. That was a long time ago.
Very much so. And well, it's a great week for golf. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens next week and then beyond, and how the LIV Tour plays out. Did these guys make the right decisions? Is there going to be some reneging as far as the PGA Tour is concerned? All that remains to be seen. We got the U.S. Women's Open. We have the Memorial, the Principal Charity Classic this week. And then in 2 weeks when you're back, Brian, it'll be on the eve of the U.S. Open, men's U.S. Open.
That's going to be exciting.
At the Country Club.
So will Phil play in the Live or will he play in the Open?
He's not signed up for either one yet, so we shall see. But thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it,
thanks
as
for
always.
Having me, yeah.
And again, the website
is lakehousesports.com or brianhawsgolf.com, and check me out on Facebook as well. All the same.
There you go. All right. Mark, we'll do it again tomorrow. Justin Webster will join us and our first look at local racing this year and a whole lot more. Maybe, we'll know where AJ Green's going to do by tomorrow. We better know by tomorrow.
We will. Sounds like a plan. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. More on the basketball and sports. Todd and Alex are next. KGYM.
Hi, I'm Alex Rodriguez. You know me from live TV. And that's Slimer from Ghostbusters. You know him from On Demand. Thanks.